Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Can you really learn to be funny at college? Emerson College in Boston says the answer to that is yes. And beginning next September, for the first time, Emerson will be offering a degree in comedic arts.
Students will learn stand-up and how to write jokes. They'll study comedy production and editing, as well as the history of comedy, dating back to those uproariously funny Greeks and Romans.
Comedian Eugene Merman, who grew up in Lexington, designed his own comedy major at Hampshire College. And years after he graduated, he returned to Hampshire to talk about it.
My parents brought my brother and I to America when I was four. And while at Hampshire, I remember them telling me a story where they were at a party and somebody said to them, "Oh, you know, we're so sorry. We hear your son's at a liberal arts school studying comedy. Our daughter wanted to do theater. Luckily, that's over." A few years ago, I did a talk at a university. I can't remember where. Oh, yeah, Yale. And one student asked me, "What was your backup plan?" And I said, "A backup plan is the first step towards failure."
Eugene Merman there giving the commencement address at Hampshire College. So, is a degree in comedy a real thing or just a joke? We're going to talk about that. And with us is Marty Cook. She's the creator and director of Emerson's comedic arts major. She teaches pilot writing and writing for television at Emerson. She's also written for a number of TV shows, including Full House and The Today Show. And welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to meet you. It's great to have you in.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
We're also joined from New York City by comedian Eugene Merman, who we just heard that clip from a moment ago. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Eugene Merman. It's great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to invite you into this conversation. What do you make of a major in comedy? Can you teach comedy? Maybe it's just what this too serious world needs more of, but is it worth 50 grand a year for 4 years? What do you want future comedians to learn, to know more about? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and at Radio Boston. And Marty, let me start with you. Why a major in comedy, and why is this a good time in particular to launch this idea?
Well, I think that now is a good time to launch comedy because I think that comedy is just hot, 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 and it's a global thing. Comedians are coming out of some of the poorest African countries. They actually have laugh classes in Africa. But I also think for this generation, right now, this is how, you know, millennials get their news. They don't watch network news. You know, they turn to the comedy shows.
So comedy is funny, but it sounds like you're saying it's a serious source of information.
I think it can be a serious source of information, and I think it can also be, the beauty of comedy is that it can be a real conversation starter. It's a real in for some of the conversations that people are sort of afraid to have but want to have.
Now, Eugene Merman, you designed your own comedy major at Hampshire College in Western Mass, and you've talked about that. So what's your take on Emerson doing a proper comedy major, or a major in comedic arts?
Well, I think it's great because I think that there's lots of stuff in terms of craft that you can learn. I think everyone always talks about learning about comedy as learning how to be funny, but I think what you're actually doing is learning the tools to write a script or write jokes or be a comedian, which are the same as anything from, you know, writing, like being a journalist or being a photographer. Nobody ever goes, like, why is someone going to photography school? Don't they already know what an image is? Like, it's just such a funny question to me. But I think teaching comedy, because you're not really as much teaching specifically how to be funny and timing, but you're letting people practice, you're teaching them methods, and the more they sort of try it and know more, you know, lots of people don't know how to write a script. I think that's pretty reasonable, and you could certainly learn how to write a script. So I don't know why you would never not teach that to people. It's also a giant industry.
But I think the question I would ask, and I know that there's clearly a lot of serious history, and I take your point about learning sort of the tools of the comedic arts, but the basic idea of being funny and being a comedian, can that be taught? I'll come back to you, Marty.
I think that you have to have some seeds of being funny. It's like being a painter. I couldn't paint, trust me on this. But if I could, you know, practicing and learning it, and it's the same with comedy. So I don't think that you can necessarily teach somebody who has no sense of comedy how to be funny, but certainly those people that have seeds of talent in all arenas, you can, as Jean said, you can totally hone their craft and take them to the next level and help them develop. Absolutely.
And Jean, tell us something more about, you know, when you designed your own comedy major at Hampshire College, how do you think that helped your career, informed your career as a comedian? Did it?
Well, yes, because sort of the methodology of designing your own major is a lot like figuring out your own way in sort of the entertainment industry. So I think that, you know, I wrote and produced a one-hour stand-up act that I and performed for my thesis. So a lot of the things that I did at Hampshire, you know, from improv to doing a radio show to writing a weekly humor column, were all just very helpful and a great deal of practice,
right,
you know, for eventually what I would do in sort of comedy and how I became a comedian.
So, Marty Cook, what courses would an Emerson student take in this comedy major? What kinds of offerings are there going to be there?
Well, here's the thing that's so wonderful about this major. It goes from performance to writing to production. So there's a lot of different areas. But what I think is fabulous about this particular degree is that it's also grounded in studies and theory, so that students will be taking not only liberal arts courses, which people need in order to be, you know, to have a reference for comedy, but they will also be taking studies classes particular to comedy, you know, that go back to the Greeks and the Romans. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be grounded in studies, but then there's going to be huge practical aspects to it where they can, you know, really go out and learn how to write that script, learn how to perfect that stand-up and find their voice, you know, learn production for comedy and timing. So it's a really, it's a very, very solid program.
Well, give me an example. I'm really intrigued about the idea about of the history of comedy going all the way back to the Greeks and the Romans. We only have a little time for this particular question, but what do we need to know about how the Greeks and the Romans, for example, looked at comedy?
Well, I think that when you look at the history of comedy all the way starting way back in the olden days, so to speak, I think that you can look at what worked, you know, and what didn't work all the way through. And you can certainly learn from different styles of comedy.
Sure. Yeah. Eugene, at the top of the segment, we heard that bit from what you said during a 2012 commencement speech at Hampshire College, where your parents' friends said, "We're so sorry we hear your son's at a liberal arts school studying comedy." I know that was a bit and it was designed to get a laugh, but I think that's one of the questions that's raised. So what's your response to that?
Well, my response is that, you know, entertainment is like a $600 billion industry, and the idea that it's not a viable job is silly. And I think when people talk about learning comedy, what they really don't understand is how much of it is persistence and craft. You think it's talent, which is occasionally the case, but it's much more sticking with something for 10 or 20 years. I know very few people who have stuck with a thing for two decades and not become writers on a TV show or touring comedians or work in entertainment. It's just very rare. It's possible that it's hard to continue doing that and you choose something else, but I think that in terms of learning comedy, getting the tools at such a young age in college will be massively helpful.
You know, one of the things that you occasionally hear in my field, in the field of journalism, from veteran journalists, they'll say to young kids, and I'm by no means saying that this is a point of view that is embraced by everybody, but you will hear it. People will say, "Don't go to journalism school. Go out and do journalism. That's the way you become a journalist." And I was struck by that when I read a quote in the Boston Globe by Ryan Doon, who said, "If you want to be a stand-up comedian, don't go to college. Work at Starbucks and do open mics every night. It's the best way." What do you think, Eugene?
I think that there's two ways. I think, obviously, with something in arts, you can go and study painting or comedy. The only thing you can't do is become a doctor by just, like, working at Starbucks and reading about medicine on the side. But in terms of arts, You can do that. There's lots of methods, but that doesn't make anyone right or wrong. The point is more when you're 40 years old or you're 30 years old or 50, did you do the thing you wanted? And I think whatever path someone chooses makes sense. I think starting at 18 and learning how to write scripts and produce and, you know, timing and practicing. It's great. You can do that if you're working at Starbucks. You can do that at Emerson. I happen to really enjoy my Hampshire experience. I think it really helped me. I think lots of people, you know, do and don't go to college. So I think that's more its own question of should you go to college or not, more than should you go for comedy or not.
Sure. Marty Cook.
Well, I think that I agree with Gene, and I think that part of, you know, what happens when you get out of college is that you have to take your craft and you have to keep working at it. But by the same token, here's what I would say, and I see this all the time. I see kids that come in and they don't have the first clue as to how to write a script in their freshman and sophomore year. And 2 to 3 years of working with them, and some of them walk out and they're at the professional level. And I think that, you know, could they go do this on their own? Sure, but it's going to take them so much longer. So I think that this is a path where they're going to get, you know, the solid foundation that they need. So I think it you absolutely can take them to the next level through college.
Listeners, we're talking about a major in comedy, which is going to be offered in September of 2016 at Emerson College. With me is Marty Cook. She's the creator and director of Emerson's Comedic Arts major. Also with me is comedian Eugene Merman. If you want to get in on this conversation, ask a question, make a comment, join us at 1-800-423-8255. Let's go to Sri, who's calling from Sharon. Sri, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. It's really interesting to hear this story on the radio today. I was just thinking about this very topic a couple of days ago. I have one comment and a question.
Sure.
The comment is that, you know, I think really you have to be naturally funny to become a successful comedian. And I think if you take Jay Leno or Letterman or, you know, Jon Stewart, all of these people are really naturally funny. But my question really is, let's say this phenomenon does pick up and there's a lot of kids going to comedy colleges, let's say 10 years down the road, is there a big market for these comedians coming out? It's not like engineers or doctors, that there is a profession and there's a lot of jobs waiting for them once they graduate from school. Right? What happens then?
Interesting question. Yeah, Eugene, do you want to take that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a $600 billion industry of entertainment in the U.S. So I would say, you know, obviously it's not all stand-up, but a lot of it is writing and comedy writing. So it's sort of weird to be like, what, I don't know, they could join that industry and get jobs and slowly move up like any other career. I think in terms of being naturally funny, all the people you're naming, basically you're seeing them after they've tried something for 20 years, and you think it's natural because that's how it's meant to appear. But actually it's a great deal of craft. Hmm. And they are probably funny. But most people are pretty funny offstage. Or not most people, but they can be funny offstage. It's to hone it on stage that's so difficult. It's not just being funny. It's how do you retell a story where people laugh as opposed to going, I guess you had to be there.
Right. I find myself doing that a lot. Marty Cook, but to Sri's question about, you know, how this turns out 10 or 20 years down the road for these people, you know, is there a huge source of jobs and employment waiting for them?
Well, I think, you know, at Emerson, we have obviously a huge track record in people that have become employed in all areas of comedy. But I think that this is a really great time for comedy because I think that there are more and more avenues, you know, that people can get their stuff seen, like YouTube. So I think that there's a lot of areas right now, you know, and I think I'm going to say this again, that what is going to make the difference in success for people is that once you get out of college, you keep working at it and you work at it. And I've had many students that have gone on to have really, really successful careers, but they are the ones that keep pounding the pavement and they keep working and working their craft.
Marty, is there a significance of offering this major in Boston, which has launched a whole bunch of comedians? I mean, just off the top of my head, Louis C.K., David Cross, Conan O'Brien, Sarah Silverman, Jeannie Garofalo, Stephen Wright. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of people who have come out of this world. And that would seem to, I don't know, almost lend significance to this program being in Boston.
It absolutely does. And, you know, the truth of the matter is when we went to launch this program, we talked about should we do this out at our LA center or in Boston. But Boston seemed, for all the reasons you mentioned, to be just the perfect place for it.
Yeah. Eugene Merman, what about you? I mean, sort of Boston as a launching pad for, I just named all those comedians. It seems like a pretty fertile territory.
It is. I mean, half of those people dropped out of college, but it's not a big deal. I think Boston is the best in terms of, you know, in terms of starting out. It's so much better to start out in a place like Boston that has a really great, strong comedy community, but isn't really in the throes of something like L.A., which is so maybe industry-focused.
Sure.
I think it's really great to get to practice in a place like Boston and learn in a place like Boston. So I think that that is sort of one of the perfect cities to start a major like this, because it already inherently has a very organic, natural comedy community that's very strong and very good.
Let's try to get at least one more call in. Mike from Improv Boston is calling from Cambridge. Mike, you're on the air. Good to have you.
Hi there. How are we doing?
Very well. What's your take?
Well, you know, I'm the artistic director of Improv Boston. It's a comedy theater that's been in the heart of New England for over 30 years now. And we currently employ quite a few Emerson grads. And I can say with confidence that, you know, with this sort of major in place, we'd be able to employ a lot more. So I think directly, locally, there's certainly a benefit. Back when I was in Chicago at Second City, I used to teach in the Columbia College Comedy Studies program, and we could see a lot of the benefits beyond just a specific career in comedy. You look to applied improvisation, applied comedic sensibilities, and you're looking at skill sets like critical thinking, communication, collaboration, creativity, skill sets that are in high demand across industries. So if you, you know, if you start in college as a comedy major with dreams of being the next Jay Leno, that's great. But I think the ways that you can actually use that training in college are going to open up in ways we can't possibly predict right now. I think it's sort of like, you know, if you're an English major, how many English majors being a professor in English or writing novels?
Well, I think we just lost Mike. But Mike, yeah. we got your point loud and clear. That was Mike from Improv Boston. Eugene Merman, you're agreeing with what you heard there.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was just going to rephrase it as, if you study comedy but don't do comedy, you can still work at an ad company and maybe not be weird at dinner parties. So it has its advantages that are outside of studying comedy. But the funny thing about studying comedy is you're still at a liberal arts school. You know, you are learning a bit of a trade, but people never think it's weird to study history. They rarely think it's odd to study journalism or writing. So I always think it's sort of funny that comedy is treated as like, I think because people think it's a natural gift,
right,
that is then somehow nebulously nurtured. And there,
but I think there's also, Eugene, funny. I mean, Eugene, maybe the question is there a risk of training people in creative fields, in sort of codifying things that might make us all sound the same? You know what I mean?
I would say there isn't as much as, you know, meaning like, is it wrong to pressure people in the 80s to become lawyers and have too many lawyers? Is it wrong to think graphic design isn't a thing until now it's huge? Like, it seems like second-guessing what a good career is something that was great in 1955, but I think now you should try a thing and pursue it and then adjust if it doesn't work, I guess.
All right. Well, Marty Cook, a final thought from you. What are you looking forward to most come September 2016 when this program launches?
I'm looking forward to having students in this program who are excited and ready to go out and find their own comedic voices and ultimately change the world.
All right. Changing the world through comedy. That was Marty Cook. She's the creator and director of Emerson College's Comedic Arts major, which will launch in September of 2016. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Eugene Merman is a comedian and writer. He voices Gene Belcher on the Fox show Bob's Burgers and founded the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival. Eugene, thank you so much. It was great to have you back on the show. We're very grateful.
Such a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And listeners, stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk about the inequities between men and women's soccer with Bill Littlefield. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.